you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Down on Main Street, yep. And you may find an atomic dog down on Main Street, too. I had to play that. Hang on, here we go. Yippee-yo, yippee-yay, bow-wow-wow-wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. I have to do that. I have Must Love Dogs in the studio.
Yeah.
Tell me, Christensen. Tell us the name of your dog again.
Telco.
Telco.
Yes.
And Telco's a very special dog. Going to be doing something really special coming up. Tell us about it.
Well, tomorrow night is Tim Tebow's Night to Shine.
Okay.
I believe it's Centerpoint Church's first time hosting this event. Talco and I have been involved ever since it was brought to Muskegon, so we're really excited to come out. It is a prom for differently abled people, and it's a riot.
I've seen pictures, and I know people that go to it every year. Pretty amazing. That's wonderful. So that's something that you'll be doing tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so the event is open to anyone living with disabilities ages 14 and up. The CBC is honored to host, be the host church for the year. That's really, really cool. And your dog is just so friendly and sweet, too.
Oh.
As big as the dog is,
yeah.
I don't think people get, not intimidating at all.
No, I mean, he's big, white, big ears, little polka dots on his ears.
Yeah.
He's a rescue from Spain, and he's 11 now, but I got him when he was 2, and he was a therapy dog. Probably within the first 6 months of him being over in the United States, he was just, he's just built for it.
Yeah.
He's very chill and...
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Penny Lane would bark him out of a room any day, my little Yorkie, that's for sure. How have things been at Must Love Dogs? How are things going for you over there?
Oh, things are great, as always. Our customers are the light of our day. They come in and, you know, get their food, and we're always anxious to help people, help their dogs live longer, happier, healthier lives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's our purpose, and we delight in it every single time.
You do, and you have loyal customers.
Yes.
You have people that have been going to you for years, and I would imagine you even have when people summer here. I'm using summer as a verb. they may wander into your store and go, oh my gosh, I'm going to come here every year when I come here.
They do. We do have people who travel south for the winter and here for the summer,
mm-hmm.
and they have their store down south and where their store up here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
That's awesome. And do you have a website too, correct? It's mustlovedogsonline.com, and people can shop for things there as well.
Well, it's a brochure site right now.
Okay,
We were playing with e-commerce during COVID, but we haven't done anything with it. Our Facebook page is really a wonderful place to go for events. We're constantly having events. We're getting ready to put our pack walk schedule together for the summer.
How did that go for you?
We love our pack walks, and it's been something we've been doing for many years.
I love it.
And then I had a back surgery, and then after that...
That's right!
Yeah, so I was doing it just by myself, and then when I had back surgery, I was unsure I was going to be able to do it. I don't like to be wishy-washy,
right.
So I partnered with Bob Crow from Paradigm Dog School in Holland, and we co-host the event here in Grand Haven, so that way, if I'm having a bad back day, the show will go on.
Wonderful. So those will start up in the spring then?
April. Usually the end of April we start up our pack walks. And we do one Wednesday evening a month and one Saturday morning a month.
I love this. And you just walk around town?
We go to the base of the pier and back, and we take a couple of breaks. It's the same route every time.
Oh, it is? Well, that's good. The dogs like that.
Right. And people can drop in midway, like if they have an older dog or a little tiny dog that they don't think can make it. It's about two mile walk.
That's true. Yeah.
They can drop in, midway somewhere and
that's
meet
nice.
Us. Yeah, it's fun. Lots
That's
of fun.
Nice. And they have to be on a leash. I do want to mention that. You have been nominated Must Love Dogs for a couple of awards. Tell us about it.
The Grand Haven Tribune's People's Choice Award, we are nominated for Best Pet and another one, too.
It's in Holland. Oh. It's the Community Choice Awards in Holland.
Oh, yes. But in Grand Haven, we're also nominated for Best Place. I think it's the Best Place. No. We're nominated for two things. Sorry, Kim. But yes, in Holland, they have Community Choice, they
Community
call it?
Community Choice Awards.
We're nominated for Best Boutique in Holland.
Nice.
Yes.
Very nice. That's awesome. That's got to feel good. What do you love about your job the most?
Impacting dogs' lives.
Yeah.
You know, dogs are such an integral part of our everyday life.
Yep.
And they make us feel better. They're there for us when nobody else is. And what I get to do and what my employees get to do is we get to help give your dogs a better quality life and sometimes a longer life. And there's no words to describe the ability to be able to help people like that.
Yeah. My Penny Lane, she's got some cataracts and she's not seeing very well, if she's seeing at all. And like the last 4 days, I've just been, she knows where things are at and whatnot, but I've just kind of been sitting with her quite a bit, just kind of like cuddling up and loving her a little bit extra and letting her know, you know, you'll find your way. It's okay. Cause she's still wagging her tail and being goofy and all that.
Yeah.
She just can't see anymore. And I just love her to death, and I don't know what my life would be without her, but that's the price we pay for loving our pets. At one point, we know we're going to lose them, and it's hard, and you see that because you become an integral part of a family's life, Tanya. You just do. Your store is a part of that dog's life.
Yeah, and we're very privileged to be able to do that. We've been open, it'll be 19 years in October.
Wow. I know. I love how you say privileged.
It's true. I sincerely feel privileged to be, when people trust me with one of the most important beings in their lives, and they trust me.
Yeah.
That's a privilege.
It sure is. You're going to make me cry.
I'm already getting all.
But it's true. It's true. We love our pets and it's true. And when you have a reliable store such as Must Love Dogs, you really get to know the community and families and you just become an integral part of that. Thanks for being here this morning. How was your ride in?
It was the roads, the main roads were just wet, but the side roads were pretty slick.
Okay.
So, yeah, as the day goes on, I'm sure it'll warm, more traffic goes over it and it melts it. But, yeah, just as always.
As always. Thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you.
I appreciate it. And you got something coming up in September.
Yes.
Save the date. What is it?
Yes, September 27th.
Okay.
Rita Hogan, who is a superstar amongst dog health professionals, holistic, she has her book just dropped yesterday. It's called The Herbal Dog.
Okay.
She is coming to Grand Haven on September 27th. We're going to do a seminar for the day.
Nice.
She's going to do a book signing. We're going to learn about how we can use herbs to better our dogs' lives. Everything from ear infections to allergies to, you know.
I love it.
Yeah.
It works for humans. Why wouldn't it work for dogs?
Absolutely. So dogblessedllc.com is where you can sign up for that.
Okay.
We're partnering together to host this.
They're a fun Facebook page. They always have really funny memes. They're a really fun Facebook page to follow, by the way. Tanya Christensen from Must Love Dogs, thanks for being here. It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Go, go, down. Everything's waiting for